So I decided to make an update on this situation. Yesterday night, I uploaded this video that you're watching right now, and I had strange technical issues. Let's just put it like that. So I am uploading this video today, once again, on Sunday, and I took the opportunity to add a few things. So if you watched this video yesterday by any chance, you might want to watch it again. So we're going to be taking a look into some very interesting things. Apparently these drones are flying over other countries too, it's not just the US. But what does this mean? We're also going to be taking a look into certain leaks that supposedly explain what these drones are, finally. There's also a bunch of videos of people shooting these drones down. And just 9 hours ago in Phoenix, what appears to be one of these UFOs taking down a drone. We also have a bunch of strange interferences happening all over the US, and people are freaking out over it.
Because when I first, I had like my radio on. No one over there.
It also seems like whatever these things are, they're now in Washington.
I'm telling you, they're not moving. They're staying stationary.
And it's not just in Washington. Also thought it was a good idea to map the new drone sightings that are happening right now that we're going to be seeing in this video and compare it to the mysterious orbs or UFOs, check if it's possibly the same thing, and find a possible connection. Are we seeing an alien invasion? A fake alien invasion, a distraction? Or is it something else, something possibly far more sinister? So let's start with this picture of a drone that was captured at night. This was posted by Cyclops on Twitter, and people are saying that this looks like one of them, but there are also others saying that this is a helicopter. I'm not sure, so if you have any idea, leave a comment. And there's also this very clear video of one of these orbs, not the drones. Apparently these are the UFOs and orbs that we're seeing hovering over the ocean. So when all of this started happening, there were a bunch of people tracking planes and finding out that these objects are possibly coming from the ocean. And then now there's a sheriff that is using his infrared drone, I think this is in New Jersey, to capture these objects coming out of the water. And this is what he caught.
Oh man, now I'm surrounded.
So this is his drone monitor, and in it you can see him enabling the infrared and recording what's supposed to be a bunch of lights hovering over the coastline. Now you can imagine that everyone is tense with this situation. You might be too. And apparently no one knows what they are, but they say that they are not a threat. So what apparently started happening is a couple of people are shooting these things down, or trying to. But things are not what they seem. So some people are saying that the bullets are curving because he's using an air gun. I don't think that's a very safe thing to do though. So I actually went and tried to find the original source of the video, and I found this. Confirmed, the video of Patriot shooting the drone is fake. The original video was recorded on December 4th and there are no gunshots. So let's take a look at this.
Mysterious drones in South Jersey. They're down here now.
Oh wow, it was fake. Huh.
Mysterious drones.
So apparently this is the original video, and in it you can see there is no one shooting it. So the shots were added. It's like someone is trying to create a narrative with these videos, with these fake videos. But I wonder what narrative. And then there's also this video that went viral, and there's a lot of people going bonkers over this.
Holy cow. That thing is completely stationary shooting.
The thing is, the video is very low in quality. There are no others like this one, and it's 12 seconds long. It's too short. Now, if this were to be happening, and I'm not saying it isn't, but if this were to be happening, there should be dozens of videos like this one, and there aren't. Let's search for drone shooting down. Once again, the same video. This guy shooting at the drone. So yeah, no. no other videos of drones shooting down. Weird, isn't it? What I did find, however, while searching for this was that a drone supposedly crashed. And when they went to retrieve it, they didn't find anything. It's like it's already being covered up. Wait a minute, didn't I see something like this on Reddit just a few days ago? I think I did. Here you go.
County 385, what was the exact call? That this wasn't actually saw it crash or heard it crash?
Heard the caller, drones fell out of the sky by the power lines behind their house. And then 10 more showed up.
Wow.
Maybe number 8, Logan. 22166, the county, we'll be clear. Just change us to a welfare check.
So it does seem like it's being covered up. The question is why? Is it procedure? Is it some sort of secret project? Or is there something sinister going on? But before we get to the supposed leaks that might actually explain what's happening, let's take a look at some of the most recent drone sightings, including one of these supposed UFOs that took down one of these drones in Phoenix. And let's map this and try to find a connection. So we got them in Germany. And this video supposedly in China. I'm not sure if this is the real deal, though. Looks like a meteor shower, someone says. Someone also says space drone coming down. Other says that's not China. I was asking myself that also. That's clearly something entering Earth's atmosphere. So it seems that some people think that this China video might be something else, like a satellite re-entering orbit or being blown down or something like that, which is strange. Now, in Phoenix, Arizona, in a video uploaded by CourtLasp 9 hours ago, we can see what appears to be one of these UFOs or orbs taking down a drone, possibly one of ours. Check this out.
Something's going up real fast. A plane? I can't tell what it is. Whoa, is that moving quick? That could be a drone. I don't know what the hell that is. But that is quick. There's only one remaining right now. Whatever that green flashing one is, he moved quick around it to get it. Super quick. Just shut down the drone, if that was a drone.
We now have these drones flying over Manhattan in New York City, which is, by the way, leaving a lot of people very tense. Doesn't look like drones, does it? It looks like whatever these things are over Manhattan, it's the same thing as the mysterious UFOs or orbs that began appearing over the ocean. And it's quite different from this next video that was also seen in New York, but these are clearly drones. Apparently on October 29th, they were over Vietnam, and the videos are only surfacing now. It could just be that it's fake, but it doesn't look like it. Check this out.
Giật thế mà ai không xác định.
This is one of them in San Jose, California.
Oh, there's the drone in San Jose, California. There they are.
So this happened in Dillsburg, Pennsylvania on November 21st. Look at that. Quite fast, isn't it? Clearly not a plane. Look at that. There's also now apparently a video of these things flying over Washington.
I'm telling you, that they're not moving. They're staying stationary. They're hovering. Look at the light chain. I'm losing that a little bit. Yeah, that's an airplane.
So, but the one in the middle.
That's an airplane. You can see it moving.
Yeah.
The one to the right, or over here.
The one behind the
capital building
is not.
Or over here. That's an airplane. Okay.
No, over there is, but look at
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, and I'm saying, like, when you look to the left of the Capitol, those are not moving.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You got them in Sacramento, California. This is a video that was posted 3 days ago, and this is a mystery drone that emerges out of the ocean and heads towards Oyster Creek nuclear plant on December 11th.
Right over my head. Let's see.
It doesn't seem to be bothered by a spotlight.
So this was in Houston. Texas. Let's map these guys out. We got these things over Houston, Texas. Argentina. And now also in Vietnam. This is crazy. So the question is, are the drones and the UFOs the same thing? Are they coming from the ocean? So let's map these new drone sightings and try to find out. So these are the drone sightings that we have for now. And it seems that the pattern that I see here is that they're very close to the coastline. So it might just be that whatever these drones are, they are indeed coming from the ocean, possibly from whatever these UFOs are, which makes things really weird.
Someone called the cops on these lights.
It's a red light and then there's a big, big bright light.
They're absorbing around it.
So let's quickly take a look at some of the leaks that are showing up all over Reddit, Twitter, 4chan, of what's supposed to be an explanation to these drones. Let's see if it makes sense and helps us find out what's really going on. So this is the first leak. It happened in 2023 on 4chan. And this guy, way before all this started happening in April 2023, said that these drones are UFOs. They come from the ocean, from a mobile construction facility, and it's been there for 100 years or even longer.
E aí, galera? Nossa, olha que lindo. Vai mais de 3 minutos que eu tô vendo. Na praia.
Now, this leak kind of makes sense when it comes to these drones possibly being UFOs. Because when people try to fly their drones close to these things, they can't.
My drone does not want to go up with these things around.
The battery's dead?
There's no way the battery's dead. It's fully charged.
It's zero.
What is going on?
They're trying to get a heat signature from these things. They can't. Everything points to the fact that whatever these things are, its technology is way more advanced than ours. There's this leak over here. I'm not going to show it entirely because I don't think I can here on YouTube. But this guy says that the drones are not ETs or Iranian or anything like that. They're sniffers from us. And they're desperately trying to find gamma ray emission. And that would mean the things we see in movies. So I don't think that's the real deal. But it does kind of make sense. The reason why maybe things are being kept quiet. And then, I don't know if this is real, but it was posted to Reddit a day ago, an intelligence bulletin that states that when a downed or landed drone is found, it should not be approached. It says here, number 7, request the nearest bomb squad. So why? Then we got this leak over here that happened just recently on Reddit. This guy says he knows what the operating drones are. And he goes on to explain how he's been a 25-year radar operator for a major agency. So the drones are part of a military drill, he says, being conducted by Space Force. Everything is on a need-to-know basis, which is why there's so much confusion. What gets me concerned, and why I had to make this post, is that something big is about to go down. I happen to know that there are additional full lockout drills that are scheduled to take place between now and Christmas Eve. He he believes that this is a big show that someone's putting out. In other words, a fake alien invasion. So he says that in conjunction with all that's happening, there are also scheduled satellite launches off the books, which have been occurring since October. So this is all very weird, because I was thinking about the video we just saw from China. And there were a lot of people leaving comments stating that that video was actually a downed satellite. So if it is the case, it could be one of these that's being launched in secrecy.
Alright, so there's one. There's three.
Another one.
Look at all that. I know that's more than that was just there. And it's like it just appeared.
So we got a bunch of these leaks and every one of them points towards a different direction. So there's a few patterns here. We have two or three leaks that are recent. They started happening between or in the middle of all of these events. One of them says that the drones are ours and that they're sniffing for something before it happens. The other says that the drones are also ours, but they're preparing for a light show, some sort of fake alien invasion. The only leak that happened way before all of this was the one in April 2023 by this guy who states about these UFO bases inside the ocean that exist for more than 100 years. And this kind of coincides with the mapping that we did of these objects that appear to be emerging from the water. There are also sheriffs talking about this. There are also people that are observing this. So it seems that whatever these things are, they're coming from the ocean. That is a very, in my opinion, trustworthy leak. The other leaks, not so sure about it. Now there's also another thing, these drones, we don't know if they are ours or not. They don't seem to be the same thing as the UFOs or the orbs. They seem to be different things. So it could just be that the UFOs are coming from the ocean, possibly from very ancient constructions that some people believe it to be alien in origin. And there is evidence on Google Earth, and they have recently been scrubbed, like this video for instance in Malibu, I think, California. You can see what looks like an alien base or some sort of construction. And this has been mentioned by the alien community for a while now, and it has been completely scrubbed. There's also this other picture on Google Earth. This is in Antarctica, if I'm not mistaken. It looks like some sort of entrance or UFO, downed UFO. And there's also this picture here of a pyramid that was found in Antarctica. You could actually search for it on Google Earth. You cannot find it anymore. So it could just be that whatever's going on, the drones are our technology and they're surveilling for some sort of gamma ray emission. That kind of makes sense. And we also have these UFOs that are coming from the ocean that are also surveilling close to nuclear power plants for some mysterious reason. And now we have a bunch of videos popping up all over social media of people reporting these strange interferences.
Okay, but Jed, I had to like pull over and like pull this back up because I thought maybe it's a car party. Right? There's a bunch of like those weird looking Tesla vehicles over there. And I thought maybe it's like a car club. They're just all meeting up. And it's a Thursday night. I just want to show you. But there's no one over there. Look at this. I'm going to zoom in just so you. But the video that I heard was, it was like this girl who was saying like, have you seen lights flickering or anything like that? And then there was a guy in Jersey who was like, yeah.
Thank you. whatever these things are, they're causing interferences in other people's drones, in cars, in electronic equipment. There's also this video coming in from Aaron Parnas 1 on TikTok. He's talking about what's going on in New York.
Governor Kathy Hochul of New York is sounding the alarms over the presence of the mysterious drones after last night. According to her, the drones' presence shut down runways at a local airport in New York. The runways were shut down for about 1 hour at Stewart Airfield in Orange County, New York.
So I was thinking, if these drones are causing interferences in our own equipment, electronic equipment, they're shutting down airports, why would it be ours? This is either to stage a fake alien invasion, like some theorize, or it's possibly from someone or something else, possibly extraterrestrial or some other country. I don't know. It's weird, though, to think about the fact that they are causing these interferences and shutting down airports. It kind of makes me remember a line from a very good movie, and I guess it was Signs or something like that. Let me just play a snippet so you know what I'm talking about.
I've had two separate folks tell me there've been strangers around these parts last couple nights. Nobody's been hurt, mind you. And that's the giveaway. It's called probing. You send out a reconnaissance group, very small, check things out. Make sure things are all clear.
Clear for what?
For the rest of them.
Yeah. Creepy, isn't it? So what do we know for now? We know that a woman supposedly had contact with these beings. In my last video I posted about this, you should watch it. No one knows if this is the real deal or not. We know that one of these orbs or UFOs took down a drone, possibly one of our drones, in Phoenix 9 hours ago. We also have people trying to track these things down and sometimes being unable to. We're also experiencing these interferences all over the US, and airports are being shut down because of these objects. And we don't know if the drones and the UFOs are actually the same thing. There's a few possibilities. Either these things are possibly connected and they're scanning for something before this something happens, like they supposedly did in the past, or they're here to show themselves. And there's another possibility that these drones are actually here to mask the presence of these UFOs. Maybe they're ours and they're trying to mask their presence for some reason. You tell me what you think, leave a comment, and smash that like button and that notification button for more videos. And I'll see you guys again.